Delaware's new U.S. representative is Sarah McBride, who's also the first transgender member of Congress. But when WHYY's Chris Barish spent a day with McBride this month, it quickly became clear while gender identity is central to her personal story, it does not define her approach to politics.
Driving her Chevy Equinox from Wilmington to Washington, D.C., Sarah McBride expounds on her view that too many politicians would rather pontificate than help improve the lives of constituents.
They see the attention as a goal in and of itself, and to me that is such a dereliction of duty and frankly disrespects the unique responsibility that comes with a position of public trust, which is to do as much good as you can for as many people as you can in as many ways as you can.
It's a 110-mile drive to work for McBride, who prefers taking her car over riding Amtrak. She often listens to Taylor Swift while driving.
I find it meditative. It allows me to think, and it gives me just a little bit of calmness before the jam-packed days that we have.
McBride isn't kidding about a busy sked. Once on Capitol Hill, her marathon of a day featured nonstop meetings with constituents and advocates, strategy sessions about legislation, a couple votes, and more meetings well into the evening. Most focused on President Trump's disruptive actions, such as attempting federal funding freezes since starting his second term.
There's real concern across the government, across civil society, across nonprofits, across healthcare providers. I mean, I think the fear is widespread.
But before reaching her office door, a couple fans rush up to McBride. The 34-year-old has been an inspiration for the trans community since 2012. That's when she revealed her gender identity while student body president at DC's American University. She's authored a book, Tomorrow Will Be Different, about her unique journey. The first admirer to stop her was Dr. Rhea DeBussy, a leader of an Ohio healthcare nonprofit for LGBTQ plus patients. The two share a warm greeting, and DeBussy exudes joy at what McBride represents.
As a trans woman who also works in public policy and healthcare access, it's huge to have a member of our community actually representing us, but also her district so well in Congress and with such poise.
They take a selfie together, but seconds later, McBride is stopped by Michael Grage, a Colorado school board member. Grage wants a selfie too and says he's, quote, starstruck. McBride takes her celebrity status in stride. Then she reaches her office door. It's time for this policy wonk to get cracking. All day, McBride shared in the trepidation and fighting spirit of advocates, including leaders of Nemours Children's Health and the American Civil Liberties Union of Delaware. They're concerned about funding, but also Trump's elimination of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, buyout offers to 2 million federal workers, mass deportations of undocumented immigrants, and more. Her aides are fielding hundreds of calls a day about what McBride calls Trump's cruelty.
There is an effort by this administration to flood the zone, to essentially dismantle department by department the federal government and more or less sell what remains for parts in order to line the pockets of uber-wealthy donors.
Delaware ACLU leader Mike Brickner told McBride of the terror cascading through the Latino community, especially families with mixed status. That means some are undocumented, others are citizens.
Parents are saying we're getting our kids U.S. passports because we know that we're going to get rounded up and deported at some point. We want to make sure that our kids can come with us. So people are just really frightened.
Brickner also fretted about the Trump team's suggestion it could shift transportation money away from localities that don't cooperate with deportation efforts. McBride said that typifies Trump's hypocrisy.
If you're a right-wing AG, you get to do whatever you want, but if you are an inclusive state that wants to make sure you're prioritizing law enforcement resources toward violent crime, you're putting your funding at risk. This perpetual phenomenon of seeking to punish political opponents and have their allies not held to the same standards.
After the meeting, Brickner praised McBride's groundbreaking election and her ability.
She provides a great example to the many other trans and non-binary people in the United States that there is no ceiling that you can't break, that you are represented at some of the highest levels of government. But I also believe that Sarah is not just her gender identity, that she is a thoughtful and intelligent legislator.
Even though Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson banned her from public bathrooms, and two GOP colleagues have called her a man in the media, McBride said no one has been openly hostile.
Every once in a while, you can sort of tell from a look, but most people are like, are you here to do the job ethically and responsibly and seriously?
McBride says that's what she will do as long as she's in Congress. During one skull session, she asks an aide for a Congressional Research Office report on NATO and Ukraine. She's already read more than 24 such reports and cherishes the analyst.
They have a smorgasbord of memos, and then you can also request memos on issues if they don't have it, but they probably will.
As the day turns into night, McBride walks to the House floor to vote on some procedural bills. If you must know details, one continues funding for states to eradicate a rodent that destroys marshland. But McBride's mind is on how to combat Trump.
It's in many ways worse than many imagined, but not shocked to be here in this environment. Elections have consequences and Republicans have full control of the federal government.
That doesn't mean Democrats are powerless.
When we focus our energies, when we elevate the tangible harm on everyday Americans that this administration's policies will have, we're able to exert a degree of pressure through the public and through the courts to push back on the worst excesses of this administration.
Then the pioneering Congresswoman walks alone, past sentries guarding the entrance to her newest stage, the chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.